Hey guys. Okay, so I know that was a funny like way to start this, and I just wanted to go live and talk about something real quick. I know I've been missing for the past like week, but I'm going through some things right now that are a little bit I've been really depressed because I'm going through like a group of things with my relationship and trying to figure it out. And my boyfriend, who's lived with me for the past 4 years, has just moved out. Personal stuff, I don't even want to go into it. We moved out this last weekend. I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to cry on camera. But anyways, I saw something at a publication, and I figured, hey, I haven't been live in a while, and I need to catch up. I need to keep going. I haven't been caught up on really much, but as soon as I got online, I saw something that made me disgusted. If you see me post online the past couple days, I literally post and go away. So I'm sorry if I haven't responded to anybody, read any comments, or read any messages. I've been really going through it. So, if you guys can do anything, pray for me, pray for my relationship, pray for all that I'm going through. I can't explain right now. I'll explain later. But like I said, I wanted to talk about something. Sorry. I was reading a text message from my boyfriend. He's coming over real quick to pick up some more his last of his belongings. Anyway, so, that aside, I saw this publication today. It was 2 hours ago and that just hit the news, and people in New York City are going crazy because a bunch of gay men were told that they cannot be tested and for the antibodies, or at least get the antibodies from them to use to hopefully find a cure for coronavirus. So gays are going crazy. They're like, they're not letting any gay men. It's not just gay men who take Truvada. Well, here's the thing. So the article reads like this. I want to show you guys right now because this really was kind of absurd. And I feel like I have to say something, because if I don't say something, I'm not going to be able to educate people and people aren't going to know what the fuck is going on. They're going to think that the doctors hate gay people. And that's not the case at all. Now, gays are going to jump on board with that. And they're like, yeah, it's against gays. Stand together, gays. But I'm going to show you guys some facts about gay people and why gay people should not be allowed to get blood drawn from them. Sorry. So these are facts. So let's go over what was actually said. So first of all, let's see, where's it at? Let's share the screen. So this is the article and this is how it read. So I'm gonna go over the article on my own words, but I'm also gonna show you guys it as well. So here's the article. And as you guys can see, it was by, it's by NBC News, and here's what they said. So the article reads kind of crazy, but it says doctors can't use coronavirus on, let's play it. It says doctors can't use COVID-19 antibodies from gay men or anyone taking PrEP. Now, here's a couple of facts, you guys. So this is a really long article. I encourage all of you guys to read it yourselves, but it's about a man in New York City who noticed he had symptoms. Next thing you know, his symptoms kind of went away. So he assumed that he was better off of whatever he had. Then he got tested for coronavirus because he assumed that, hey, those symptoms obviously are a lot like the coronavirus. And he went and got tested. Yes, he did have the coronavirus. And yes, he is a survivor. Yes, he did get over it. Now, he does take PrEP because PrEP is what you take. It's like Truvada. It's the prerequisite to Truvada, meaning that it's a medication you take every day to keep from getting HIV if you have sexual partners that have HIV. Now, I'm against PrEP because I don't like it. I don't like that we promote it to kids like candy when in fact it just promotes a bad negative narrative and it encourages sex without protection. And I don't like that at all. I don't think that you should take a pill every day for the rest of your life to keep from getting a disease that will only make you have to take a pill every day for the rest of your life. So you're basically preparing for the worst, and you're taking the pill as if you already have it. And I'm not down for that. Sorry about it. I pride myself on not having HIV. Anyways, so that being said, this article is really in depth and you guys should really look into it. But now we're going to go over some facts on why the article reads the way it does. And here's the actual facts at hand, gay boys. So here's the facts. 70% of 70% of all new cases of HIV and AIDS in America are all gay men. 70% of them. So what had happened was in the 80s, the Red Cross, the American Red Cross, they made a bill and they put it into place saying that gay men cannot get blood drawn because of the fact that 70% of the people in America are gay men. So we don't want any accidents to happen. So that makes sense, right? So a bunch of people, they were like, oh, blah, 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 that's bad, and so fought for this. So what they did is recently Congress has turned it over to where now the American Red Cross can take blood from gay men as long as they haven't had sex, they've abstained from sex for 12 months, which still makes sense. I'm down to be as safe as can be. I'm down to not play with statistical numbers, and I don't want to be like taking blood from all these gay men and being like, oh, there's a 70% chance that you're going to get HIV. No, bitch. I don't play with numbers. Numbers speak truth. Numbers are the same in every language. Numbers are the same on every single planet, bitch. Numbers don't fucking lie. And they're there. So 70% of all new cases of HIV in America is all gay men. So I do not fret when they said that they cannot take blood from a gay man unless they haven't had sex in 12 months, because we want to be safer than sorry. Why? Because when you are having promiscuous sex as a gay man, you're supposed to get tested once every 3 months in order to make sure you do not have HIV. When you are on PrEP, this is for the people who take PrEP responsibly, which we've made videos before. They don't do that responsibly. There's about 2% of them that take it responsibly. And that's not a fucking lie. That's another number that is true. So if you take it responsibly, you're supposed to get tested 4 times a year to make sure you don't contract HIV while you're taking the prerequisite to the HIV medication, even though you don't have HIV. So that being said, that's how it works. So this gay man has PrEP, and the doctor said, we don't want to take your blood and use it for the coronavirus. We don't want to take your antibodies, bitch, because you take PrEP. And that's just a precaution, because right now we don't have time to test you and see if you're lying to us when you say, I don't have HIV. I'm just taking it as PrEP. That's the HIV medication, hunty. So you could be lying. You could actually have HIV and just be lying to a doctor. And right now it's a crisis. Right now it's an emergency. So we don't have time to read through and decipher like what's real and what's not. So what we do is we simply have been saying we will not take anybody who's taking PrEP medication, because we don't want to have to fucking go through our own shit and test you and see if you're lying and blah, 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 before we administer these coronavirus antibodies to the public. See what I'm saying? So that being said, if you're taking PrEP, no, you can't go get your antibodies taken. I don't care how wrong you feel. How about you just wear a condom, know who you have sex with, and don't contract HIV, then you won't have to worry about PrEP. You know, but that consists of you deleting your Grindr, and most gay boys will not do that. I'm just saying, faggots. Anyways, so that being said, now they're also mad because they're saying this isn't just against people with HIV, this is against people that are gay. And yes, it is. It is. If you are gay and you have antibodies of coronavirus and you wanna go get those antibodies extracted from your motherfucking blood and you want that blood to be put into the public, you have to be abstinent and abstain from sex for 12 months. Why? Well, because let me repeat, all new HIV and AIDS cases in America, 70% of them are gay men. That number has not changed since the late 80s, and which is crazy. I'm like, why hasn't that, how's that number not changed? Well, because gays now are even more bigger whores. I don't think the number has gotten smaller. I'm sure it's gotten bigger than 70%. Just saying. In fact, I have very little friends, as you guys know. I have a lot of friends online, I guess, but I have very little friends in real life. And almost every single one of my gay friends, out of all like 5 of them, they all have HIV except for me and my boyfriend. And it's really crazy and it's really grounding. And I love my fucking best friends. I love my roommate. I love my best friend. And they all have it. Do I know one straight person with HIV? No. Are there straight people with HIV? Yes, I'm sure there are. And in fact, there's a lot of them in the South of America, in the South. There's a lot of people with HIV. Black people mainly, and gay men are the two communities that are affected most. And I will tell you though, I personally have never met, I live in California. I've never met a straight person with HIV in my life, but I have a lot of gay friends with HIV. So those numbers don't seem to be lies or just being haterade on gay people. So before you guys want to get your panties in a bunch and think that they're hating gay people because they won't take your blood, stop and think about the statistical numbers. Stop and think about the truth. Stop and think about the history and sit your ass down. Because we all know none of you bitches are being abstinent for 12 months. Let's be real, bitch. Let's be real. Like none of you bitches are abstinent. So before you homos get mad at me for saying the truth, know that it's the truth. Carry on hating me. Go ahead. Anyway, so that's what I want to talk about. This video is going to be really short and sweet. My boyfriend's on his way right now to pick up the last of his things. Is it a breakup? I don't know. We're trying to work things out. We're trying to talk and sit and work things out. There's been some craziness happening in both of our lives. And I personally am crushed. I don't think that it's enough reason to break up. I really don't, but we may have different opinions. Who knows? We're going to sit down and talk about it, so I'll let you guys know what's going on with that later, but this is a personal matter I don't want to be putting online, and that's where I've been the past week. Sorry, guys. I've been gone, and gay people, you guys fucking suck. I fucking hate being gay. Like, it's like a curse. Like, what the fuck? Like, why? Why? Gay people just can't fucking be happy. Ever. Even the happy ones are unhappy. So the thing is that the gay boys need to sit down and shut up. And right now it's starting to trend, because when I caught this news story, it was only 20 minutes and now it's been about almost an hour now, and I'm seeing it all over newsfeed. Maybe you guys don't. Maybe I have different algorithms, whatever the case may be, but just don't believe what the fuck you guys hear. This is not an anti-gay thing. New York's doctors and nurses, love them. They're working their fucking asses off. New York is the hub of having the most deaths and the most cases of coronavirus. So love those doctors and nurses. Don't think they're hating on gay people. And all you gay people, sit down and shut up. Okay? Thank you. Anyways, guys, that's my story. I'm sticking to it. And like I said, everybody, I'll see you next one. Bye.